thousands of North Koreans stole Americans' identities and took remote work technology jobs at major U.S. companies. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. The Justice Department recently announced the arrests of three people in a complex stolen identity scheme that officials say generates enormous proceeds for the North Korean government, including for its weapons program. The North Korean workers aren't in the U.S. or in North Korea. Many are in China and Russia. Online, they would connect with an American in the U.S. who was among those arrested and who would connect the workers to their unknowing U.S. employers. The American also received paychecks for the overseas workers, forging their signatures for transfer abroad. An official says corporate compliance and national security are now intertwined like never before. I'm Jeff Colvin.